joined by Knoxville boys basketball player Jack Bertrand. And Jack, I wish we were meeting under better circumstances after the 79-31 defeat. But let's just talk about the year so far. I think everybody knew, you guys would have a little different year coming in. How have you viewed this season for you and your guys this year?
Honestly, Derek, I view it more as just a building and learning year. I mean, we're younger than every team we've played, and we're going to continue to be younger than every team we played. I mean, look at our starting lineup. It goes freshman, sophomore, sophomore, freshman. It's more of just tough losses like these help us build character. We grow as a team. We're getting used to each other still every day, and it's adversity like this that helps us, and I think we're going to be really good in the next couple of years, but more of just a building year for us.
You don't have a lot of seniors that play a lot on the team, so are you kind of asked to be one of those older guys that are out there kind of leading, even though you're a sophomore yourself?
Yeah, I think me and Noah are asked to be, take on that role. And some of us older guys who played decent amount last year with that team. And I take it, I do my best. Noah does his best. I mean, I think we could do better too, but we're still young and we're still learning how to be leaders as well.
I know at 6'3", at least that's what you're listed on Varsity Bound, and you're going up against sometimes 6'5", 6'6". How do you, play those taller guys when they get in there with you?
I'll just be physical, be aggressive, and, I always try and take it to them, show them I'm not, not soft,
And, of course, you got a few more games yet to go this season. What are some things you looking forward to as this season goes on here?
Just seeing how much we improve. I mean, we've improved since the first half of the season. I mean, we've had a couple rough games, but I think I'm just really excited to see how we improve and grow as a team.
Haven't really asked any of the guys about Saturday, but I know, that's more of a kind of a girls basketball team-led thing. But, you guys are out there in that circle. What does that mean to you guys to be a part of that Panthers versus Cancer event?
Oh, it means a lot to us. I mean, I know most of the guys, we've all had, family affected by cancer. I had an aunt who died from cancer last year. It means a lot to just be a part of something bigger than us.
And I know last night confirmed you have a new football coach next fall.
Yeah, Matt Duncan. He deserves it, I can't think of anyone else who needs that job or wants it more. And he's passionate about the sport, so I'm excited.
And obviously last year wasn't the year that anybody wanted on the gridiron. But, what are you hoping for? I know, it seems like a long way off, but, August will be here before we know it.
Hopefully I think we're going to be better. I mean, we're going to be working hard this summer, every day, basketball, football, all the sports. And we're going to get better as a team, and I think we're going to shock some teams. And they're going to come out thinking they can run over us like they did this year, and I think we're going to stick it to them.
After basketball, what's up for you? You got track and field?
Yeah, track.
Yeah, so where are some of your events you're going to do this year?
I've talked to Coach K, obviously, shot put, discus. Yeah. He's got me running 200s and 100s this year.
Oh, wow. So how's that? Is that going to be a little different?
I ran them pretty fast last year, so I've lost a little bit of weight, so hopefully I'm just as fast, if not faster.
All right, Jack, thanks for joining us. Good luck Friday against Centerville. That was one of those games where everybody was clicking in that second half. We'll see if we can duplicate that for the whole game.
Yeah.
All right, Jack Bertrand from Knoxville boys basketball team. We'll be back for more right after this. You're listening to the Knoxville Farm and Home Radio Postgame Show from the Knoxville Hospital and Clinic's broadcast booth on KNIA.